What's up, everybody? This is Doc Joe Brown, real name, no gimmicks, and this is Pro Wrestling Talk for the Pistons fan. Be sure to follow us on Twitter. Our handle is at Pro Pistons. That's PROPISTONS. Yo, that was funny. I have my Keith Sweat going on, but don't forget, we have a Pro Wrestling Tee store too. www.prowrestlingtees.com/PWTPF, the acronyms for the show.
You know, I know it's this thing of premium live event. You know, that's the thing now. Premium live event. I still call it pay-per-view. Did you order the pay-per-view? No, I didn't order. I got the streaming service. You know what I'm talking about. Back in the day, you used to have to call. Somebody calling me. You see that? Did you see that? I said you just had to call in my phone run. Listen, y'all want to know why I don't put out episodes. And you know, this is why my phone be blowing up, man. The presence is a gift, and I just want to be. What they say is best to be needed than not needed at all. One is the loneliest number. You guys know what I'm getting at. Now I'm just talking. Anyway, before the phone rang, I was talking about pay-per-views. Yeah, you have to call. You heard Mean Gene Okerlund. You know what? You don't want to miss this SummerSlam. Call your local cable provider. And I had to beg my mom all week. My guy, $29.99. It was like $29.99. The In Your House came out. In Your Houses were like $14.99 or $19.99, something. So those were a little bit easier to beg for. But, you know, it wouldn't always have the best mains, you know what I mean? But at least you could still go to school the next day and be like, I ordered that pay-per-view last night. Because we're talking about pre-internet, pre-social media. When you came in school and you had ordered it, you had the goods. Yo, did you see it last night? Yeah, I ordered it. You want to know what happened, don't you? You know, well, I'm tired. Get at me at lunch, I tell you. And they used to do the encores. I don't know nobody ordered that. I'm keeping it a buck with you. By the time you could order like the pay-per-views came on Sunday, and bring the pay-per-views back to Sunday. Saturday is for boxing. I'm too old to channel flip. You know, if you don't have the double screens, you know how annoying that is to just get out of one app, go in the other app? That's 3-4 minute process. Ain't no last button. But yeah, man. Please advise. The encores used to come on too. Maybe if you mess with the encores, let me know. But Raw came on the next day. You're like, I got the goods now. I don't need to see the encore. We're talking pre-ratings, like 4, 5, 3-star, man. No, it's just, what happened at the end? Whole pay-per-view, 3-4 hours. You know, in the hood, you sit there 3 hours. You go to school. What'd your old boy say? What happened at the end? I don't need all that other stuff. I'm lying. Bash at the Beach used to come on at like 4 o'clock. Because if you ever noticed, Bash at the Beach was on the beach. Bash at the Beach was on the beach. And it was like during the day. So it used to come on at 4, go off at 7. We always ordered the 7 o'clock because we be in communion sometimes. You know, we old school. This is before they attached communion to the end of church service. You had to circle back at 4. But I wanted to talk about some of my favorite pay-per-view names. And I'm not going to like try to, you know, so we know we got the original 5 or 6 from WWF, you know, Royal Rumble, it's a Rumble and it's Royal. Only the best wrestlers are in it. WrestleMania, you got King of the Ring, you got Queen of the Ring, you have Survivor Series, you have, did I name them all? SummerSlam, that's it. You're getting slammed in the summer. SummerSlam, I like that. The word, the SS, it all goes together. But a name is critical, right? Because that's what makes it premium. Like, Raw comes on every week. It's Raw. It's Warzone. It comes on every week. SmackDown, every week. NXT, 2.0, like, every week. But the name is what, right away, you're like, okay, this is a pay-per-view. I mentioned this earlier in the show, or maybe I took it out, but WWF had their, like, 5 original shows, and then when they started to roll out into, like, the monthly process, the shows that weren't your 5 originals all had the precursor In Your House, right? And actually, the first In Your House, they actually gave away a house. Shout out to Todd Pettengill. I remember I entered this contest because I was like, I'm going to give my mama a house. This was like me as a child. I'm not going to tell her. And when I win, I'm going to be like, Ma, we got a new crib. But then subsequent In Your House, shows had like suffix, right? Prefix at the beginning. Yeah, suffix. So In Your House, Canadian Stampede, you know, and like In Your House. So they have some cool names. I'm just looking because they had a couple In Your Houses. Then they started, you know, making it feel premium, making it feel like a. So they had In Your House, Good Friends, Better Enemies. That's dope. But here's the other one that stuck out. They had In Your House, Beware of the Dog. And then the next month they had Beware of the Dog 2. Like that. In Your House, this one we cannot do anymore. International Incident. Right? Like that was dope. Oh, here's a very popular one. In your House, Buried Alive. That's, you know, we see a lot of clips from that one actually on YouTube. In Your House is Time. In Your House, Final Four. They had the Final Four in February. They actually had In Your House, Cold Day in Hell. Attitude Era, anybody? This was actually cool because they had In Your House, D-Generation X. And that was really dope because D-Generation X was peaking. Like, peaking. They're peaking so much they got their own show. Some of these are pretty basic, but I like Capital Carnage. They had Rock Bottom. Yes, The Rock had his own pay-per-view. Go look it up. It was crazy. They had, like, the big banners of him. Like, he was a big deal. St. Valentine's Day Massacre. It seems like they still have that or something with that name. Unforgiven. Let's go into some, like, ones from the 80s, though. Like, Texas. This Texas and Tuesday. I mean, this Tuesday and... this Texas and Tuesday. It was this Tuesday in Texas. They were trying, like, will people order stuff during the week? Are we there, huh? Just before I forget, I like Day One, that pay-per-view that they had. Then they kind of switched it over to Monday Night Raw. But I like Day One. One that I don't like just comes to mind is December to Dismember. Actually, they say that is the worst pay-per-view of all time. I don't know. I hear it. So I kind of want to watch it. Then this one, Cyber Sunday. You know, rest in peace, Cyber Sunday. I kind of, again, the alliteration. You know what's crazy is, like, they still, like, they still do, like, the preview show before pay-per-views come on. And silly me, I'd be like, what, Sunday Night Heat's still on. WCW, of course, their big one is Starrcade, Great American Bash, Bash at the Beach. I mentioned that. But they got some funny ones on here. Bunkhouse Stampede Finals. I don't know what that is. It happened in 1988. Is that on the network? $9.99. I got to look that up. Chi-Town, Rumble, Wrestle War, Halloween Havoc, one of my all-time favorites. Halloween Havoc, bring it back. Capital Combat, World War III, remember they had the three rings? Beach Blast, it was, I think before, yeah, Slamboree. They always had Clash of the Champions, and that was like a pay-per-view on free TV. Uncensored, I like that one. I like that one. Collision in Korea, shout out to... Dark Side of the Ring. They got a episode on Collision in Korea. Man, it's getting... Oh, man, I'm over 5 minutes. Unsent Hog Wild. They used to be at the motorcycle rally in Sturgis. In Sturgis, South Dakota. Nothing says, let me be quiet. I'm going to say this. I don't think they was having Wale Mania at that event. Oh, yeah. How could I forget? Fall Brawl. Then they had, remember New Blood Rising? Fun fact, the last WCW pay-per-view was March 18th, 2001, and it was called Greed. Like, ECW, like, they have some crazy pay-per-view names. Like, they literally had curse words in their pay-per-view names. Like, they were extreme. But they have some great names. Let me thumb through some of my favorites. October 7th, let me know if you were there. They had Beer, Blood, Babes, and Barbed Wire. Like, can you imagine just asking your mom, like, hey, mom, can I get a wrestling pay-per-view? You got to leave it at that. Don't go into details. Or just be like, you know, I want to order the WrestleMania tonight, you know, because we use WrestleMania like it's just a common noun. I want to order the WrestleMania tonight. Like, duh. The wrestling come on tonight. No way on God's green earth. Do you be like, hey, mom, can we order Beer, Blood, Babes, and Barbed Wire tonight? Y'all remember Mick Foley wrote that book for kids, Christmas Chaos. ECW had Holiday Hell. Like, hey, Ma, you know what I want for Christmas? What? Holiday Hell. That's what I want to order. I liked Crossing the Line. They had Crossing the Line, and then they had, it was part two, was it? Let me look. Crossing the Line Again, and then they had The Night the Line Was Crossed. I like all of those. Yeah, House Party. I know they weren't getting, like, trademarks or copyrights, because the House Party, how could you call it House? Right around the time House Party. When you have time, man, you gotta go through a Wikipedia list of ECW names. I got it. This one crazy. Orgy of Violence, June 28th, 97. Were you there? Like, I can't even imagine. Damn, oh man, we should go to the WrestleMania tonight. Which one is it? ECW Orgy of Violence? Oh, I just noticed this one. They got Born to be Wired. Yeah, Ultimate Jeopardy, As Good as It Gets, man. They had some classic ECW, hands down, best pay-per-view names. And I will down that mountain. No, we can't end the show like that. You know what I'm about to say? Cover your ears. And shout out TNA. I forgot. This is like up there. Like TNA used to do weekly pay-per-views. When they first started, every show was on pay-per-view. Every single show. That is wild. I mean, I think they were cheap, like $4.99. I remember this because you could order UFC fights for like $2.99, things like that. But that's wild. A weekly pay-per-view. They were ahead of their time, dog. They were basically like force-feeding a streaming service on you. That's basically what they were doing. But, man, they got some fun. So Bound for Glory, Unbreakable, Sacrifice, No Surrender, Slammiversary. I love that one. That seemed like so obvious that the WWE wouldn't have that. Lockdown. I think they have one called Genesis, Destination X, Hardcore Justice. Did I say that already? No Surrender, Global Impact, Turning Point. Yeah, they got some cool names. I like Bound for Glory. I like Slammiversary, Destination X. I love those. Yeah, check out their names too. But they ain't messing with My Name is Paul Heyman. They ain't messing with Eastern Conference Championship Wrestling. They not. It's no way. And shout out Scott D'Amore. Man, whose idea was that for the weekly pay-per-views? That's crazy. Because you're talking early 2000s. Not everybody had a debit card. Like, wow. You got to build that into your budget. You miss one week and you don't even know what's going on. I ain't had my $5 last week. Detroit.